You're listening to the Orchestra Teacher Podcast. Well, hello, everybody out there, and I hope you are all having an absolutely wonderful summer. This is Charles Laux coming to you again with the Orchestra Teacher Podcast. I hope you're just having a great time, enjoying yourself. Much needed relaxation and vacation from the stresses of what was, for me, a really busy school year and something that was just trying to get back to normal, but not exactly normal yet. And I'm not sure what kind of situations you all are in, but for me, it was kind of that way. We were back to normal, but not exactly. And we're doing a lot of catch up. So this summer was definitely much needed. I spent some time camping and a lot of time on the lake boating and a lot of family time and a visit to Ohio recently and visiting with some friends. And then got to see a really fantastic concert, went to take my family to see Paul McCartney. I'm a huge Beatles fan, and that was just super exciting to be able to see Paul again. That was my fifth time, but my family's first time. So it was neat to be able to share that experience with them. Hard to believe he's 80 years old and still touring and rocking and just that energy level. I just hope to have half of that when I turn 80. Anyways, your summer, definitely, hopefully you're enjoying it. I have been active doing some work. Was able to get to Michigan for the Michigan University of Michigan String Teachers Workshop with Dr. Michael Hopkins, amazing pedagogue and teacher and colleague, mentor, etc. for me. But got to work with some teachers who were signed up to be in the string immersion track there, which was for string teachers who maybe the string instrument is not their first or primary instrument, but they were either teaching strings already or were recruited or signed up to teach strings next school year. And it was really exciting to be able to work with all of them. The cool part was just having to kind of rethink my own pedagogy and my own ideas. I don't teach beginners necessarily anymore, but it's one of my favorite things to do. And so getting to work with these teachers who obviously know music and know all this, but maybe were really interested in getting pedagogical ideas for each instrument or string teaching ideas for the heterogeneous classroom. It was a lot of fun to be able to work with them. Had some wonderful students in that string immersion track, and just an awesome time at the University of Michigan. So I encourage you, if you're looking for PD opportunities next summer, definitely check out the University of Michigan String Teachers Workshop. It was held the last Thursday, Friday, Saturday in June. So it's not a full week, but it is pretty intense. The schedule went from about 8:30 to 6:30 each night. We had a little really cool barbecue cookout that people came to that was provided, and just were able to, it's just nice to be able to meet other people and learn from them. So even though I was there teaching, definitely was a learning experience as well. Kristen Pellegrino, our outgoing ASTA president, was also there teaching. And of course, Dr. Hopkins learned so much from all of them, and it was just a wonderful experience. And then just on Friday, I got back from my alma mater in Ohio at The Ohio State University for their summer string teachers workshop with Bob Gillespie and a whole bunch of amazing folks. Was able to present with Matt Radspinner and Julie Ellis on making your high school a complete orchestra program. So a pleasure to teach with them and be able to hang with them a little bit and work with them. But our session went through the ins and outs of some high school teaching things. We talked a little bit about curriculum. We talked a little bit about pacing and some administrative issues. But we talked a lot about taking care of our students and making them feel like they are part of a bigger thing, and making them feel loved and welcomed and accepted. And so right now, as kids are coming off of, COVID and being out, I think some of them never really got a lot of that kind of those kind of vibes, just to be able to feel good about where they were. And especially if they were online or, virtual or whatever, it's something that was really, really important. So we talked a lot about, taking care of our students, getting to know them, making them feel welcome in our classroom. So it was a lot of fun. And I think that's a big concern, especially with our high school folks as they're going through adolescence and all the changes that are, that they're going through. It's just something that's really, really important. So we got to talk a lot about that. And I would love to hear from some of you about how you reach out to your students and how you take care of your students. Feel free to email me, charleslaux1@gmail.com. Love to hear from you and just talk with you about how you do that. And maybe if you're interested, we'll have you on the podcast and we can have a real conversation about that. So it was very great to present with them and see people there. I also presented on Essential Elements Interactive and Beyond. And as you know, I'm an EE clinician. So the newest feature of Essential Elements Interactive, if you're already a user or if you haven't signed up yet, it's called Soundcheck. And Soundcheck is kind of like what Smart Music does with a red note, green note, like you're right or wrong, but it takes it several steps further. Soundcheck not only calculates red note, green note type things, but it actually gets more particular and tells you how out of tune you are, whether you're, sharp or flat. It gives you the scent deviation, which is really cool. It tracks rhythm and rhythm accuracy. So I definitely encourage you. This feature just dropped in Essential Elements Interactive over the summer. It wasn't really supposed to drop until fall, and they released it early. So if you're an EEI user, that's EssentialElementsInteractive.com. If you're an EEI user, definitely check out the music studio in there and Soundcheck and how it works. Very, very cool technology, and maybe something that will be useful for you for assessment purposes. You can create assignments in EEI and have your students complete them. And you can also enable that Soundcheck feature now, so they'll have to play their assignment through Soundcheck, and it will grade them, and you can actually see everything that they've done. So definitely check that out. Really, really cool. In the last session I did at Ohio State was called Audio Recording for Music Educators or Music Teachers, and just kind of went through the ins and outs of the basics of audio recording, some equipment recommendations, particularly those portable audio recorders, which are really, really handy and have become a lot better, less expensive, and easier to use. So check that out on the anorchestrateacher.net, my blog. I have the slides up from the Ohio State workshops, including the slides that Matt and Julie and I presented on making your high school a complete orchestra program. But I would love to hear from you guys in things that you're looking for, things that you would like to chat about on the podcast, things that you would like to hear, and also any visitors, any guests that you want to have on the podcast. I'm definitely up for bringing people on. The big news, too, for me personally, is that I am actually starting in a new school district at a new school this fall, and I'm moving from Fulton County, Georgia, and Alpharetta High School, where I've been for the last 6 years, to a school that's a lot closer to home for me. And then I'm going to Cobb County, Georgia, and Lassiter High School. I'm really, really excited about this new opportunity. For me, again, personally, it's a lot closer to home. I'm 4 miles from home now, as opposed to the 20 miles I was driving. And if any of you know Atlanta traffic, 20 miles in Atlanta is not fun. This new opportunity is really exciting. It's going to be great for me, my time, my family. And I'm also excited about this program because it has been under the same director's direction for 29 years. And the amazing things have happened at this school. So I'm really excited to continue this, the legacy that was founded by Carol Damol, and keep that going. It's a different teaching situation than I was in. My former teaching situation, I had about 130, 140 students, and that was across five classes. So my classes were not that big, and I felt very manageable. But there's something to be said about, you know, having those small classes. My new situation is that the numbers are down, of course, because of COVID, and that was the situation, I think, for most of us. And so I'm taking over with about 150, 160 students, but it's spread across only three classes. So my orchestra is going to be much larger and different teaching, different ways of teaching when you have those different size classes. So I'm looking forward to it. I've had large classes before, but I'm looking forward to this challenge of having larger classes. And I think my biggest challenge is going to be just making sure that I can communicate and connect with all of my students and feel like I know them really, really well. And with the small classes, I was able to do that. Larger classes, it's going to be more of a challenge. So I'm going to be trying to find different ways and different strategies that will allow me to do that and still connect with them on that personal level, which is one of my favorite things about teaching. So the crazy part is, since I'm a new teacher, I have to start 4 days earlier. And here in Georgia, we tend to start school pretty early. Cobb County schools start with students August 1st. New teachers or teachers returning to the district start July 25th. And as a new teacher, I start in 2 days. July 19th is my first day back. So if you're still on break for 2, 3, 4 weeks, enjoy that. I've really enjoyed my summer, but I'm excited about getting started and July 19th. So back to school really quickly. Going to be working on getting some more guests ready for us and ready for the podcast this fall. So stay tuned. I'm really, really excited about what we're going to be able to bring to you. In addition, I actually have a little bit more planning time this year. So I'm going to be putting out a lot more videos and for my students, and I'll be sharing those with everybody on the YouTube channel, the Orchestra Teacher YouTube channel. So definitely check that out as well. And stay tuned for that because there's going to be a lot of great things coming up. I'm also going to be working on doing some live streams and some videos and some teaching. And back to school brings up another topic too, professional development workshops. I'm going to be presenting a series of four PD workshops over Zoom that will start in August. August 9th is the first one. It's going to be each Tuesday night, 7 o'clock p.m., in August, and the topic is called Engaging Beginners with Essential Elements Interactive. These workshops are sponsored by Hal Leonard, and there's going to be five different courses that are offered for teachers, and I'll tell you about them. They're all going to be in August. They're all going to be over Zoom. They're going to be 4 one-hour workshops with each of the Zoom sessions will require about 2 hours of work outside of Zoom, asynchronous work that you can do on your own. And at the end, you will have earned 12 hours of professional development time, and you will be able to get a certificate from Hal Leonard. So I definitely encourage you to check that out. And when more details drop, I will post it on my blog. If you're not subscribed to orchestrateacher.net, you can subscribe. Whenever something new is posted on the blog, you'll get a notice about that. So if you're interested in these workshops, the other workshops that will be offered by some of our other clinicians through Hal Leonard, music composition with Note Flight Learn. So if you're interested in teaching composition, that would be something to check out. The next one, kind of mentioned it already, but it's performance assessment with Soundcheck. So if you're interested in using Soundcheck with your students, like I said, it's a great tool, very simple to use, simple to set up, and just amazing features in there. And then the third one is for our elementary general music teachers called the Interactive Elementary Classroom in SEL, and it features EE Music Class, which is a portal for general music teachers. And then the last one is music production and composition with Soundtrap. If you have not checked out Soundtrap, very cool technology again. So all these will be in August. They'll be at different times, but in the evening, so you'll be able to access them and check it out. Again, I'll be posting more information about these workshops as soon as Hal Leonard puts it out for the public. But so back to school time. I hope that you guys are at least taking the summer to rest, relax, recharge, and get ready for what's coming up. This school year is going to be fantastic. I see us getting even more back to normal and continuing that. I would say it, I call it like a catch-up process or just a rejuvenation process of our programs and giving that wonderful experience to our students and being able to just have a lot of fun doing it. So stay tuned for more episodes. Thanks for listening today, and we will catch you hopefully very soon with our next featured guest. But I hope you enjoy the rest of your summer, and we will see you next time on the Orchestra Teacher Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. For resources and more information, visit orchestrateacher.net.